Frosted Flat in Baton Rouge.
Welcome. Waiting for welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, no notes. Sarah Godlewski, what an awesome person. I knew a little bit about her, and I followed her and what she's done in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm so impressed. And I think it's what's awesome about who she is she's such a genuine person, and she's someone who's like a, you know, she's a gravitational field that can bring people into the orbit of being real and being able to sit down and join a movement. And I think for the future of, you know, the Democratic Party, the this movement, you know, Wisconsin, whatever you want to say, I mean, she will be vital to success in November. And I she needs to be on the ballot, like 1,000,000%. And so I really hope that she is the candidate that we get to vote for. Because if she is, we got a pretty good chance at doing a lot of good things in November. So I again thank you so much to Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and hopefully Lieutenant Governor Sarah Godlewski, because then we can have her back on as Lieutenant Governor. Oh wow, wouldn't that be cool? But no, that was great, and I hope that that she continues. I want to talk a little bit about the need for truth and realism a little bit. Last week we had a Republican chairman from the 8th Congressional District. And again, I really appreciate him being here and being available to talk. And I know, you know, I've caught a lot of grief for the discussion, and I know I'll catch more. You know, for, oh, you let him off the hook. Or, yeah, you didn't hit him hard enough. Da, 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 da. If that's what you're here for, you know, I'm not here to make this a blood sport. I'm here to try to bring people into the discussion to talk about things like, hey, maybe people who are in the LGBT community deserve rights. I don't know. Maybe they should have some freedoms and some of the freedoms that my wife and I have. Like, what a novel concept. And you don't get to that point. You don't get to having that agreement by screaming at them in the face. Now, there's a place for that. There's a place for strong debate. There is a place for protests, but there's also a place to come down and turn down the temperature and say, okay, let's talk. That's what I have always been about. I know I've caught grief from people in my own family for, you know, being too soft on issues, or, you know, well, you didn't stand up for this hard enough, or, you know, but it's not that I don't believe in some of the causes that we fight for. But if we want to actually have movement, we can't always be screaming. I look at when I was in the Republican Party, people like loathed Ted Cruz because he did that stupid, you remember, like a long freaking time ago, Ted Cruz became Ted Cruz because he did that dumb, like, speech in front of the Senate for like hours and hours and hours. And but it didn't like actually do anything. It was just Ted Cruz grandstanding for 15 hours over nothing. And it just divided people, and people on both sides of the aisle hated it, you know? And so like, I look at, I don't want to be a Ted Cruz. I can't stand Ted Cruz. I don't want to be someone, you know, I want to be someone who just is not able to bring people together. There are some of my, you know, routine political targets of like people that I don't think do a lot for bringing people together in our area, you know, Andre Jacques or Ron Johnson, not to railroad them or anything, but it's true. You want to be able to be someone that can bring people to the table and say, okay, let's have this discussion. And I hope to have more of those discussions because, you know, and to be fair, I'm still new at this, you know, and that was a new point for me. I will always fight for what's right. And I hope you do too. And there are places for everyone in the fight for equality and justice and freedom and equity. And the more people that we have on that bandwagon, the stronger we are. But when the bandwagon starts saying, hey, you didn't scream as loud as I did, or you didn't say the same things that I say and said, when we start doing that, well, that's when the wheels come off. And if we're going to continue the movement for freedom and peace and equality and all of those things, we have to be able to accept everyone that's there and empower everyone that's there. So just because someone is not saying the same things as you, always remember that those people still are able to bring other people onto the bandwagon. You might not be screaming, but your hand can be down lifting more people on. That's what this show is. That's what I've always done, and I hope you do too. I appreciate you. Let me know what you think. Write us, message us, whatever. Find us everywhere. You get your socials. I'm Mark Becker. You're listening to The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you next week.